Blog Talk Radio.
This is Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, your host, Minister Sadie Elliott, coming to you today. And today our topic is going to be on forgiveness. Before we start, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord Jesus, in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord Jesus, we coming to give you thanks today for waking us up, for letting us start a brand new day, for putting us on the air where we'll be able to talk about Joy, Peace Outreach Ministry on forgiveness today. So any callers, please just come on the line at any time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Today, we are talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is the central virtue in God's treasure chest. God's forgiveness of us and our forgiveness of others. And we're all standing in above, in the midst of the congregation praying, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And at times we find that forgiveness comes very easily, even from grievous and painful hurt. A lot of times our callers, we can be in hurt and painful situation, and we can go to that person and ask for forgiveness. But many times we seem powerless to forgive, no matter how bad or how hard we try. This is when God forgives graves, has the opportunity to touch and change us, and then he extends to others those our example on forgiveness. You know, we have to prepare to forgive. Our emotion release of the past and its pain will hurt in large measure, determine our ability to move on into construction future relation. Forgiveness is forgiveness is being willing to let it be with the best that we can, achieving now and move on into the future without reprising my own spontaneous respond to you or seeking to restrain yours. You know, when we think about the biblical theme of forgiveness, because none of us will ever be able to live a perfect life, we need to be understanding and practice forgiveness in our daily lives. Forgiveness is a theme that runs throughout the page of the Bible. When we confess our sin to Jesus Christ, we are promised that he will forgive. That's John 1:9. Then in the Lord's Prayer, we are instructed to forgive others just as Christ forgive us, which is found in Matthew 6:12. To forgive is to pardon completely and to forget the offense forever. There are times when every human being lose control. We explode in anger, say things that should not have been said, gossip, harbor jealousy or envy, or otherwise give in to subdue temptation. Sometimes we admit these tendencies, but at least to ourselves, and recognize the pressure of guilt because of our thoughts or action. And at other times, we pretend to have it all together and walk around like the Pharisees of old, claiming to be something we are not. And whenever we lose control or slip into sin, we confess directly to God and know for certain he will forgive without requiring that we do anything to atone for our wrongdoing. So we have to go to God and ask God for our forgiveness. And God, that's right, we can forgive. God will forgive us, and we can forgive others. Feel free to call in, because we're talking about forgiveness today. Forgive us, Lord, our sins, for failing to live up to our standard of goodness and justice. We confess our shortcomings, Make us willing to change and help us become persons of godly character. You know, God knows that as hard as we may try, there are times when we will make human mistakes. Even if so, we trust in Him and ask His forgiveness. He will bless us with mercy and peace. The Lord has spoken peace to our soul. He has blessed me abundantly, had pardoned my sin. He has showed me great mercy and saved me by His love. I will sing of His goodness and mercy while I live, and forever will praise His holy name. Oh, how sweet to trust in God, and to know your sins forgiven, to believe His precious word, and by guiding by His love. Therefore, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God will forgive you of your sin. All you have to do is ask Him. Just ask Him, and He will forgive you. Your Heavenly Father forgive you. And I was thinking about a story that was told. Someone asked Martin Luther King if he felt that he had been forgiven. His reply, no, but I am sure, as there is a God in heaven, for feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the word of God. None else is worth believing. Many times we may come to a place where it is difficult to feel forgiven. That is where faith comes in. And the very basic of the Christian faith is a belief in a God that cannot lie. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sins. And that was coming from Psalms 32 and 5. Forgiveness is a sorrow in which God nurtures our emotion, healing, and our ability to love once again. Jesus teaches us to forgive and how to forgive. This familiar Bible story clearly illustrates that when we are shown mercy, we must pass that gift on to others. We're still talking about forgiveness. When Peter came and said unto him, Lord, if another member of the church sin against me, how often shall I forgive? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him. Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. And you just think about that. That's a long time. If God is forgiving us constantly each and every day of things that we are going through, things that we do, things that we say, we can come to God and ask for forgiveness. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slave. When he began to reckon one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possession, payments to be made. And I will pay you everything, and out of pity for him, the Lord of hosts. But the same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii, seized him by the throat and said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded him, have patience with me, I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slave saw what he had done and what had happened, then his Lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on your fellow slave as I have mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother and sisters from your heart. That was taken from Matthew 18:21-35. And God will forgive you. So why can't you forgive your sisters and brothers in Christ? No matter what they may have done to you in life, and they ask for forgiveness, you should go to them and forgive them. Because God has forgiven us over and over and over. And he wants us to forgive others. He wants us to continue on loving, being forgiven, just like he forgave. We should remember to forgive just as God remembered to forgive us. And this little prayer says, the dear Lord, Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Recloth us in our rightful mind, in pure life, the servant find, in deep reverence, praise. You have to be careful of beware of withholding forgiveness. When we receive God's forgiveness, we should pass it freely on to others. Our example is Christ, who was willing to forgive even those who crucified him. Our sins are forgiven by God's mercy alone. We can't earn forgiveness by forgiving others. But when we withhold forgiveness from others, after having received it ourselves, it shows we do not understand or appreciate God's mercy toward us. You will be judged on whether or not you are doing what Christ wants you to do. So watch what you do and what you think. For there will be no mercy to those who have shown no mercy. But if you have mercifully, then God will show mercy toward you. You will win out over his judgment against you. If God is saying in his word, blessed are those who forgive and are forgiven. God forgive us our sin. Should we be like God and forgive others transgression? The word say, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord impute not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no gall. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my rowing all the day long. For days and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Salah. I acknowledge my sins unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found, surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with song of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule which has no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him unabout. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And that came from Psalms 32 in the King James Version. When you think about forgiveness, audience, you think about forgiveness come from God. Because he forgave us. He forgave those who killed him. He forgave. Can y'all forgive today? Do y'all have forgiveness in y'all heart today? God is a forgiving God. God is a powerful God. God wants you to for baby to forgive. And the only way you can forgive is ask others to forgive. God is so good. He's so kind. He's so merciful. And he wants you to forgive each and every one, your sisters and your brothers. He wants you to come to him. And he will forgive you. No matter what the audience is going through that's listening today, God wants you to come in right now within yourself, in the confinements of your home, on your job, riding in your car. God wants you to forgive. And even if we find it hard to forgive and love, God's mercy can flow through us to others. All we have to do is but love your enemies. Do good. And lend, expecting nothing in return. God wants us to forgive. Jesus forgave just like we are supposed to forgive. And when we pray, when she prayed that she could not forgive him, she asked only for forgiveness for herself. She felt a current of love shoot down her arms toward the man she had ever reason to hate. So any of you all today that's have hatred in your heart, animosity, move it today. Go before God. And he will direct your path. He will show you what to do, how to do it, how to go to your sisters and brothers and ask for forgiveness. And just have that humble heart, being a humble spirit. Ask him for forgiveness. Forgiveness is not dependent on our feelings, but it's rather a determination of our will. Forgiveness is a precondition of love. The how of forgiveness is through knowing how to use our will, the rooting of our life. We are responsible for the set of this. Once we have willing a course of action, God will be responsible for our feelings if we will hand them over to him. Otherwise, nothing we can do without changing these feelings. And we think about David. You know, forgiving means the other person may be as wrong can be. But I'm not to be the judge. I saw that forgiveness is simply a decision of our will to release a particular person, followed by verbalization that to God. It can be a simple prayer like, Lord, I release whoever from my judgment. Forgive me that I may have bound him and hampered your work by judging. Now I step out of the way so that the heaven can go in to action for that person. Obviously, there's nothing impossible by praying like that. A few well-chosen words of forgiveness are like an antiseptic that cleanse the wound and promote healing. We can have divine forgiveness. And the biblical story of the prodigal sons remind us that God is eager to forgive us. And it prompts us to be ready to forgive others. To understand divine forgiveness, we must turn to the teaching of Jesus. His parable of the prodigal son illustrated best. The young one of two sons leave home. You've read the story. And he was reduced to tending the swine. unspeakable depths to a Jew. He began to compare his hunger and loneliness with the abundance and love he had expressed at home. How many of you in the radio land have went through that today? Suddenly, he resolved to return home. A lot of us can go home. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned. All you have to do is pick yourself up today, dust yourself off, and tell God you want to do better. Tell him you want to go back home and repent. The father rushed down the road to welcome the returned son. The young man began his carefully rehearsing speech of repentance, but the father cut it short with his glad welcome. The son repented, as obvious nothing mattered to the father, but that his son had returned. The father had not waited until now to extend forgiveness. He had forgiven him a long time ago. In his mind, the son was already forgiven, but he could not beware of or accept or be healed by that forgiveness until he returned in repentance. And that's what we need to do today. We need to go to God and repent. Clean the slate. You don't have to go around through life holding grudges, judging, being judgmental. You know, for decades, people have went around with unforgiveness in their heart, and they wonder why they can't go any further in their walk with Christ, because they have not been given forgiveness like they should. God does want to be a forgiving people. He wants us to love. He don't want us to hate. He don't want us to have animosity. He wants us to forgive. Now is the time to forgive the person and help him back on his feet, no matter who it is that you have hurt or you have wronged. If all you do is pull on the guilt, you could very well drown in it yourself. My counsel now is to pull on the love. Show love to that person. Only by calling on God for help are we able to truly forgive and forget. In our prayer today, Father, forgiveness can be an arduous process. We can be stubborn and refuse to forgive. But by not forgiving others, we are hurting ourselves. Please help us to release our resentment so it doesn't consume us. We look to you for guidance. Lord, give us the practice of forgiveness. Even if we feel we've been wronged by someone, if we soften our heart and forgive the one who wronged us, the burden of bitterness will be lifted. This change is certainly to affect the lives of those around us. There is nothing more healing in all the world than when we start to practice forgiveness. It's not always easy to forgive, but it is far more difficult not to. When Jesus was so unjustly treated, how did he react? Just think about how God was treated. The answer is he didn't react. He responded. Jesus, the responder, forgave them. Jesus cried as the blood spurted from his heart. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus taught that we were to forgive an unlimited number of times. In Matthew 18:21-22, say, disciples asked the Lord how many times they should forgive. And Jesus said, 7 times 70. Then he added, if we don't forgive others, then we can't forgive our sin. Only the offender can forgive. We have perfect forgiveness. Sometimes it may seem impossible to forgive other people, especially if they are purposely trying to hurt us. But if Jesus could forgive the people who crucified him, certainly we can forgive those who have hurt us. So today, forgiveness has healed many of broken relationships. So today, forgive has healed many a winded and wounded spirit. But please keep on forgiving. Forgive others. Continue on forgiving. God is looking at your heart on the forgiveness. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. So forgive today, and you'll be forgiven. Don't hold a grudge. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you and your trespasses. So forgive today, and until next week, this is your host, Minister Sadie Yellen, with Joy and Peace Outreach. Tune in next week at the same time. Bye.